Insulin prices have risen dramatically over the past several years. A nonprofit called the Healthcare Cost Institute says prices doubled between 2012 and 2016. Some patients report paying upwards of $1,000 per month for their insulin. Earlier this year, the U.S. House passed a bill to cap insulin prices at the lower of either $35 per month or 25% of a health plan's negotiated price. But one of Arizona's neighbors isn't waiting for the feds to act. California wants to lower costs for its residents by making and distributing its own insulin. Officials in Governor Gavin Newsom's administration have told our next guest they believe that would lead to the price of insulin falling significantly and would be widely available within 2 to 3 years. Angela Hart is a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News, covering healthcare politics and policy in California and the West. She spoke with our co-host Mark Brody, and he started the conversation by asking how exactly California is looking to do this.
Yeah, this is a really big deal. California is, in many ways, trying to do what no other state and the federal government hasn't even tried to touch, and that is really get into the generic drug-making business. This is a few year plan that is now sort of hitting prime time in terms of the funding. The state this year, under Governor Gavin Newsom, approved a $100 million investment that really marks the beginning of this ambitious initiative. And part of that funding will really launch this generic drug label called CalRx, which is essentially going to be a state of California prescription drug label that would be widely available to anyone in California. And the idea is to really lower the price of insulin, which is sky high and rising, and make it widely available via mail order, make it available at, you know, retailers like grocery stores and drug stores, over the pharmacy counter. And the state is still trying to work out some of the details, but that $100 million would provide funding for a contract for the state to begin insulin production and eventually build its own production facility to manufacture.
Okay, so the state would, in theory, at some point manufacture it. But as you report, distribution of medication is not necessarily a simple process. Are there concerns that even if the state were to manufacture insulin and was able to do it and get it to people, you know, in theory, at a price that is lower than what it is now, would they actually be able to get it to the people who need it?
It's a great question. And this is something I'm paying close attention to. The state, you know, has a lot of behind the scenes sort of politics and policy negotiations going on with important, powerful healthcare players like insurance companies, like the pharmaceutical middlemen, which are referred to as pharmacy benefit managers. The state essentially needs to convince them to pick up the California insulin label and to offer that medication to diabetics who need it. These negotiations are nowhere near finishing, and the state is sort of really embroiled in these conversations right now. I spoke with top state health officials a couple of months ago, and they're not ready to publicly discuss this, but really this is the major question ahead for California: is how are you going to get this drug out to millions of Californians, which is what they're promising. They say millions of Californians.
Well, and you mentioned the $100 million investment, but I would imagine that only goes so far, right? Like the state would have to continue to put money into this if it was going to continue manufacturing and distributing insulin into the future, right?
That's correct. That's a huge question. I mean, this $100 million is really just, you know, a drop in the bucket. It's startup money. This is money to enter into a contract with an existing generic insulin manufacturer, and then a little bit of funding to start its own production plant. Now, what the state is really looking at is this outside contractor, an outside drug manufacturer, to really be a partner with the state of California. And they're relying on that outside company, a private company, to really shoulder a large portion of this cost.
So if California is able to pull this off, what will that mean? What will that do to the pharmaceutical industry? And could it lead to a situation where California might be able to export some of its insulin, for example, to a neighboring state like Arizona?
Yeah, so Governor Gavin Newsom, and there's a Democratic state lawmaker in California named State Senator Richard Pan. He's actually the author behind the bill that would require the state to make generic insulin. They say forcefully that they want this to be successful in California, but the bigger picture, their overarching goal is to move the markets, to force the federal government to follow California, to force pharmaceutical companies to lower the price of insulin. So while they want to reach millions of Californians with this cheaper insulin, their strategy is much bigger. Their strategy is to change some of the pricing tactics of the pharmaceutical industry, to get other states to emulate California, and to force the federal government to pay attention and say, hey, if California can do this, can we do it too? Is there something here we can replicate? And, you know, I also just want to make a point that, you know, this isn't only specific to insulin. California wants to create this CalRx generic drug label to create a wide range of generic drugs, beginning with insulin, but not stopping there. Think of high-priced cancer drugs, for example, or other drugs that are in high demand but short supply. And in terms of going across state lines, perhaps making it available to other states, I think that's a more complicated question. It has to do with, you know, has thicker policy pitfalls, and there would have to be more regulatory maneuvers that the state would have to negotiate on. But California is an extremely ambitious state. California tries to, you know, get the rest of the country to pay attention. And so I wouldn't pour cold water on that idea yet.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought up the idea of other generic drugs, because I was wondering if California is able to pull this off, like, would they stop with insulin? Like, could California, in theory, become a real, like, another pharmaceutical company, essentially?
Absolutely. Not could it, but when will it is the question in my mind. I mean, there is a state law that mandates this. There's a state law that mandates the state begin with insulin production, but not stopping there. And top state health officials have launched and are funding a strategy that says, hey, what kind of drugs are out there that consumers are paying immensely for? And is that something we can begin producing on our own? This CalRx drug label, which the state, you know, wants to put the California Golden Bear on and brand it and make it widely available across the pharmacy counter to anybody, I think we can expect to see that be just really enormous in the coming years. Again, starting small, but the state has extremely ambitious plans here.
All right. That is Angela Hart, senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Angela, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.